Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Thola inkuthazo yakho nokuphakanyisa kanye nokuqiniswa imihla namalanga ekhasini lethu leFacebook. Hlanganyela nomphakathi weRadio Pulpit kuFacebook.
Radio Buzzing of Life 657 AM.
Unezwi othanda ukusharela lona nayi iplatform ngikunikeza yona ngena ke ngocingo ku 0123341322 ungathumela ne WhatsApp ku 0826572729 ithingi refresh ngoba sometimes nginokuthi ngithole inqwaba nje yama messages lana kanti ke kudala engenile ya ithi nje ngiyifundisa ukuthi ngazonke ikhathi ngi refresh la ngibone kusese isikhathi imiyalezo engenayo. Romans 8 verse 18, consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Siyabonga ngencwadi ka Romans 8 verse 18. Wena iliphi izwi uNkulunkulu akuphathise lona kule ntambama ungasherela la ku 0826572729. Ungathumela naleyo voice note ku the same number onga WhatsApp uthumela text kuyona leyo number noma u SMS ku 37871 ngena na nangocingo ku 0123341322 uhleze ukukhuluma nathi uNkulunkulu akekho umuntu ongathi hayi mina nginalo izo ngalishare njoba ngisho ngithi ubuya enkonzweni today noma kanjani likhona izwi okuthi liye la inspire izo ukuthi uyazilalela imvuselelo nathi sivuselele besingekho sicela usivuselele mzalwane mhlambe nayizolo bekune gathering nje yabo mama abo baba kukuhle kumnandi sibeke sithombeni ukuthi bekukhulunywa ngani abanye bebana ama camp abanye ama night worship nalapho nje izwi liyakhulunywa so shareleni nje lobu bumnandi ukuthi thina sikwazanga ukuthi sifinyelele ngizokunikeza nje imizuzu embalwa kodwa ngisakulindele nangu umfundisi uShawn Sethlari naye kukhona uNkulunkulu amphathise kona asizwe ke ukuthi kulolu suku uthini
mama Nhlapo I greet you. And may I please complete from what I've started last week and I conclude on the planting
of the seed.
Of a seed.
Oh, thank you, Muruti.
Mama Nhlapo, I've said planting a seed always is starting something new. With the potential for future and the growth development. You can never ever start something for no reason. Everybody who falls in a new relationship, there is a reason. Everybody who starts a new business, there is a reason. Everybody who gets to a new school, irrespective of the level of the school, there is a reason for that. There is a spiritual desire to achieve something. But all of this, Mama Nhlapo, as I was saying, it's just a metaphor. I just want to make it relations. Mama Nhlapo, I believe after a plant or seed has been put or planted on the ground. Entirely irrespective of the type of the seed, irrespective on which level of life you are planting the seed, irrespective of where spiritually or physically where you are planting a seed, we need God's intervention. Directly or indirectly, believing it or not, God is the one who permits the seed to grow. And besides that, all Mama Nhlapo, it is also very much important to know the season in which you are putting a seed on the ground. It is important, Mama Nhlapo, to know the environment, to know the type of a soil in which you are definitely going to put a seed in it. I make an example. You cannot, as a student, or if you want to study, you need to know the institution where you want to go and study. Know the environment. Know the history of the place. Learn and make your research about the type of education they are offering, so that the seed that is the educational desire that you want to acquire from that particular institution could be related to your desire. You come into a new business venture. You want to sell food. You cannot run and study mechanical engineering and expect to sell food. You need to identify what you want. And so I'm saying, you need to identify the type of the ground or the soil in which you want to plant or to put a seed on it, so that you could have the type of the results that you desire. Planting a seed needs knowledge. That's what I basically mean. You need to have knowledge of what you want to put on ground, or on what you want to invest on it. If it's education, you need to have knowledge. If it's business, you need to have knowledge. If you're getting into the new relationship or new marriage, try to learn to know the person you are want to get involved with. It is essentially important for the seed to grow. If you want a man or a woman who does not party, you need to find a woman who does not party. It won't be necessary. It won't be happy or beneficial for you to want to change, to get a woman who's partying or a man and want them to change not to party. It's going to be difficult to do that. And another thing that is important, Mama Nhlapo, as a person, like I said, you need to have realistic goals. We need to have a good relationship with this plant that we are planting. We need to have trust in the seed that we are planting. You need to have trust in what you invest in. Your goals, your ambitions must be clear. You need to learn to take things step by step by step. Takes things step by step by step, so that you could be able to look back and identify your mistake on your way up. You need to have to develop a personality with the seed that you are putting on the ground. Tena, life, Mama Nhlapo, it's all agricultural. It's all agricultural. One of the things, Mama Nhlapo, that I've realized as I go through this valley and I go down in the path, in the shadow of the darkness, going through up and down in life, the thorn piercing me in life, I've learned and realized that most of us, we have aparted ourselves from nature. Mama Nhlapo, nature is so important. Nature heals. Nature teaches. Hauna, there's no better teacher like a nature. You need to develop a personal relationship with the seed. You know, Mama Nhlapo, when you put a seed on ground as a gardener, as a farmer, as a man, as a woman, every morning you wake up, you go to your little garden and you check your things are coming up. You develop that love for this occupied this seat, and this seat is like, Lona, it senses that you like it, you love it, and it started to grow inside. It gives you the benefit, it gives you that thing, you get the results. High star planting, where you cover it nicely. That is a personality. You need to be closer, intimate with it. Similarly, when you are in spiritual life, you need to have the closeness. You need to have the personal relationship with your Creator so that you could know Him more, so that He could reveal Himself more and more and more and more unto you. More and more unto you. You need to create a space for this seed to grow. That means you need to put in it. You need to put time. Wanaskolu, hore o pase, you need to invest your time. Mobukentao. You need to have personality, relationship, lidibukata how. Make your book your friends. I'm not saying over stereotype, but all I'm saying is you need to give time, care. You need to give yourself to this. Even in the relationship, guys, we need to give ourselves. We need to impersonate each other. Learn, be in others. Be under her skin. Let her be under your skin. Let her know you. Let her learn and know you. Know and learn her so you could grow together. The main purpose of relationship is marriage. It's marriage. In conclusion, Mama Nhlapho, the main purpose of a seed is starting a new thing. It's starting a new future. It's starting a new growth. It's breaking a new grounds. And it's starting a new development. Be encouraged. May the living word of the living holy mighty God be with you all. May the living Holy Spirit and the presence of Holy's living Holy Living Spirit be with you. May the mighty living weight of the living weight of God, God of salvation, Yeshua, dwell with you. Now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Rilebohile haholo moruti ngokuthi usichazele ngokubaluleka of planting a seed. And ngiyathanda ngendlela uyichaza ngayo. Kuyazwakala ukuthi you are indeed a farmer. Thank you so much Pastor Sean Sekhari. Umfundisi uMasango naye kunezwi athanda ukusharela lona. Uthi hi sis bahle uthi yena usharela uMatthew 19 lapha ku verse 21-26 uJesu wathi ensizweni eyayinothile uma uthanda ukuphelela and then u26 kepha uJesu ebabheka wathi kubo kubantu akunakwenzeka kepha kuNkulunkulu kungenzeka konke ibandla lanamuhla libambezelela icebo likaNkulunkulu ngokungapheleli ekumkhonzeni uNkulunkulu. Ibandla lisukile endaweni elilindelwe ukupheleleliswa kuyo. Yo, mfundisi Masango, siyabonga ngezwi. Matthew 19, 21, kuze kufike lapha ku 26. Bless you.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. Radio Pulpit, yakha umzansi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.